Welcome to the Noracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and today we're unpacking some fascinating intersections of consumer technology, software engineering, and healthcare.
We've got a really diverse lineup today. We're starting with a story that sounds like science fiction, but is very real. How your casual quest to catch a Pikachu might actually be helping military drones navigate in combat zones.
It is a wild pivot from augmented reality gaming to defense tech. We are also going to look at a major open source software drop from Xiaomi that is taking direct aim at Anthropic's Claude code.
And on the medical front, we have some incredible new data out of Sweden demonstrating how artificial intelligence can detect signs of breast cancer years before a human radiologist can see it.
There's a lot of ground to cover today, so let's dive right in.
Our first story today is a fascinating look at the unexpected downstream effects of augmented reality gaming. A recent report highlights how Niantic Spatial, which is a spin-off of the company that developed Pokemon Go, has reportedly used approximately 30 billion environmental scans from players to train a visual positioning system, or VPS.
And the context here is what makes this so significant. Back in December 2025, Niantic Spatial announced a partnership with a defense contractor named Vantor, which was formerly known as Maxar Intelligence. The explicit goal of that partnership is to integrate this VPS technology into navigation software for military drones and robots.
To understand how we got here, you have to look back at a feature introduced to Pokemon Go in 2021. Niantic incentivized players to record 360-degree videos of in-game locations called Pokestops in exchange for digital rewards. By gamifying this process, they essentially turned millions of casual gamers into a distributed fleet of camera sensors, unknowingly contributing to a massive crowdsourced 3D mapping project.
That data is incredibly valuable for what the defense industry calls GPS-denied navigation. If a drone or a robot is operating in a theater of war where GPS signals are being jammed by electronic warfare, it can use this visual positioning system to orient itself. It essentially matches its live visual surroundings against the 3D map to figure out exactly where it is.
Now, it's worth noting the corporate response here. Vantor has denied using specific Pokemon Go data in its current models. However, they have conspicuously declined to confirm whether their foundational models were trained on the broader Niantic dataset. It's a very carefully worded denial.
Which brings up a massive ethical debate regarding gamified data collection. Players were scanning parks, monuments, and city streets to get virtual items, completely unaware that their user-generated content might eventually be licensed for defense applications. It raises the question of whether companies should be required to explicitly disclose military licensing agreements when collecting user data.
There is also a technical debate happening among experts in the field. While 30 billion scans provide an incredible foundation for 3D mapping, the actual overlap between casual Pokestop locations and active, drone-heavy theaters of war might be quite limited. A highly detailed map of a public park in Chicago doesn't necessarily help a drone navigate a contested combat zone halfway across the world.
That's true, though the algorithms trained on that data learn spatial reasoning that can be generalized. This whole situation really highlights the black box nature of AI training sets. Once billions of data points are integrated into a large-scale model, it becomes nearly impossible to isolate or remove them, leaving tech companies with complex responsibilities regarding how their platforms are ultimately utilized.
Moving on to the software engineering world, we have a major release from Xiaomi that is directly targeting the current leaders in AI coding assistance. On June 11, 2026, Xiaomi released MiMo Code version 0.1. It is a completely open-source terminal-based AI coding assistant released under the MIT license. This is a really aggressive move by Xiaomi. MiMo Code is actually a fork of an existing open-source project called OpenCode, but Xiaomi has added some significant architectural changes. The standout feature is what they are calling a persistent memory system. It uses a background subagent that continuously condenses and stores project context.
Right, and that is designed to solve the memory problem in AI coding agents, where models lose track of crucial project information during long-running tasks because they simply run out of context window. but what's really turning heads are the benchmark claims. Xiaomi states that MIMO code achieves 62% on SWE Bench Pro and 73% on Terminal Bench 2.
Those numbers are huge. If accurate, that means it is reportedly outperforming Anthropic's Claude code by approximately 5 percentage points. And because it's open source, it's not locked to a single proprietary model. MIMO code supports multiple AI backends, meaning developers can plug in models like DeepSeek, Kimi, GLM, or Xiaomi's own MIMO V2.5.
This feels like a strategic play by Xiaomi to commoditize the agent layer of AI development. By providing a free, open-source alternative to closed-source coding agents, they are lowering the barrier to entry for developers. It fits perfectly into their broader strategy to expand their AI footprint and support their human X car X home ecosystem.
The real question is how it holds up in the wild. Benchmark scores are one thing, but complex, real-world software engineering projects are entirely different. We also have to see if this persistent memory subagent is a genuine technical breakthrough in agent architecture, or if it's simply a more efficient implementation of existing prompt chaining and context management techniques.
Either way, it puts immense pressure on Western AI labs. When an open-source tool with an NIT license starts matching or beating premium paid enterprise agents on standard benchmarks, the market dynamics shift very quickly.
For our final deep dive, we are looking at a highly promising development in medical AI. A June 2026 study published in the journal Radiology has found that commercial AI CAD systems, which stands for computer-aided detection, can identify mammographic signs of breast cancer up to 6 years before a clinical diagnosis is made.
The scale of this retrospective study is what gives it so much weight. Researchers analyzed 88,993 mammograms from 31,394 patients in Sweden. They found that in approximately 20% of the breast cancer cases, there were subtle tissue changes visible to the AI a full 6 years prior to the actual diagnosis.
Senior co-author Dr. Frederick Strand noted a very specific pattern in the data. For individuals who remained cancer-free, their AI risk scores stayed stable over time. But for those who eventually developed cancer, the AI scores were consistently elevated, and they showed a sharp, noticeable increase in the final 2 to 3 years before clinical detection.
This is a massive shift in how we approach screening. Currently, we rely on human radiologists, but they face significant limitations, especially when reviewing scans for women with dense breast tissue where tumors are much harder to spot. An AI early warning system could personalize risk assessment and drastically reduce interval cancers, which are the tumors found between regular screening appointments.
However, it does introduce a new set of clinical challenges. If an AI flags a potential issue 6 years before a diagnosis is certain, what is the protocol? There is a very real risk of overtreating patients or causing severe psychological anxiety over a lesion that might be years away from becoming an immediate threat, or might never progress at all.
Exactly. The medical community has to figure out how to integrate these early alerts into standard clinical workflows without triggering a wave of unnecessary invasive biopsies. And beyond that, they need to ensure these AI tools perform consistently across diverse populations, not just the specific demographics represented in the Swedish dataset.
It's a delicate balance between early intervention and responsible care. But the fact that the algorithms can see these patterns 6 years out is an undeniable breakthrough in diagnostic imaging.
All right, that is a heavy but important topic to end our deep dives on.
It really is. But let's shift gears now. Time to hit a few more stories real quick in our roundup.
Starting the roundup, we have a notable bug report from Anthropic's Claude Code repository. The server-side advisor tool is returning an unavailable error when using the new Claude Fable 5 model if the conversation transcript hits roughly 100K tokens.
It is a frustrating bottleneck for developers. Fable 5 was just launched on June 9th with a 1 million token context window specifically for long horizon reasoning. If the advisor tool breaks at just 10% of that capacity, the core agentic workflow is essentially stalled for heavy users.
Next up, a critical blog post is making the rounds, calling out the tech industry's renewed obsession with lines of code. The author targets a recent OpenAI post that boasted an AI-generated project contained 1 million lines of code, without explaining the product's actual value.
Software engineers have long considered lines of code a terrible vanity metric because it incentivizes bloat. It seems AI marketing teams are resurrecting it to create an illusion of massive productivity, even if it just generates massive technical debt for humans to maintain.
In workforce news, technology services firm Phoenix Team has launched the Human Futures Initiative to prepare early career professionals for an AI-driven economy. They cited some grim data, noting a 35% decline in U.S. entry-level job postings since January 2023.
They also highlighted a 16% relative decline in employment for 22 to 25-year-olds in AI-exposed fields. They are currently running a 16-person summer internship to teach career readiness, and they plan to make all of the educational content available to the public for free.
Hey, finally, over at Brown University, computer science professors Kathy Fissler, Sriram Krishnamoorthy, and Michael Littman are formally integrating agentic AI programming into their curriculum to match new industry standards.
Professor Fissler noted that because AI-generated code is frequently flawed, simply banning the tools is dangerous. Instead, universities are realizing they have a responsibility to teach AI literacy and rigorous verification so students don't blindly trust broken code.
And that brings us to the end of today's briefing.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all the stories and research we covered today.
We will see you next time on the Nowercast Tech Briefing.